Darren, you say Saturday or the ceremony is a celebration of life. How important is it that people do come and celebrate the work that he did after what happened to him with the Blue Lamp Foundation and all of that work?
Yeah, I think it's got to be important, hasn't it? Because if people don't look forward, then what hope have we got, really? And all the phrases that people use, closure and reconciliation, yes, they are important, but you've got to look at what David achieved, and you've got to look at what he wanted to achieve. It wasn't just about the emergency services. He reached out to people with disability, and there's people met him that struggle in their own life, and he took great comfort from the fact that he gave something back. He never asked for anything. I'm sure it's important. Come Saturday at 12 o'clock, hopefully we'll get a good show for him, and then I'll realise how important it was. And we all know with the events that happened on the 4th of July and obviously the events after that, people thought there was 30,000 people on a website praising the actions of a coward. Now, if that's right, then we can all take something from that. I don't think it was, and I'm sure I'm not on my own. So if that's how you feel, then I'll see you on Saturday, 12 o'clock, Newcastle Cathedral.
The Blue Lamp Foundation, is that something that you're going to continue to support and do a lot of work for in David's memory?
Oh, look, I've certainly championed that bit, and both me and David had long conversations at the start of it. I've offered my support for the foundation. That won't waver, irrespective of where their direction is. I'm sure there's people that are more qualified than me to drive that forward. One thing I will promise, that foundation will never fail. And if I feel that it is and needs my support, either in name or for me to do things, then I'm quite willing. I'll climb Mount Everest. I'll do it. And that's my promise to David.
I think it's just over a week after Saturday, there'll be another memorial service at the same cathedral, which the police are holding. Can I ask how you feel about that?
Oh, look, it's quite a strange thing, isn't it? I think people need to get on with their lives, and I know Northumbria Police have got their own reasons for doing that. I don't know what they are. I'm sure it'll come down to the fact that they're all at the Liberal Democrat conference. Call me a cynic. Yeah, I suppose that's probably their reasoning. It's confusing. I know it's confusing. But let me reassure you, the family are all going to be present on Saturday, this Saturday, to take David home. So that's the opportune time to come and say goodbye. And then the boys in blue, they can do their thing. I think David would appreciate that they need time to reflect. And I suppose it's down to everybody's sort of decision, really, when they want to come. And if they don't want to come, we won't hold it against anybody. Like I say, if there's 10 people there, I'll say hello to 10 and wave goodbye to 10. It doesn't make any difference.
So do you think it would have been a bit more appropriate for the police to have followed the family's wishes and come to Saturday's event rather than hold another one later on?
Yeah, we engaged in conversation with Northumbria Police. Unfortunately, I don't think they understood my slight Australian accent. I don't think they've certainly listened to the family's wishes. They've been caught between what they think's right and what we know is right. And I don't know, maybe that's, again, something to for them to focus on. I was told yesterday by one of their senior officers that it's not in the standard operating book. It's not normal. Yeah, life isn't normal, is it? You maybe need to consider the bigger picture.
Can I just ask where you were when you heard the news last week about David's death and kind of your initial reaction before getting on that plane?
Yeah, do you know what? It's quite strange, isn't it? We've done this before. We were here, as you rightly know, 18 months ago. It's I was at work. I'd woke up early. I'd woke up just having, I don't know if it was a dream or not. I don't know what it was, but I just woke up. And I didn't feel right when I woke up this morning. It was about the time when David was probably at home. And I woke up. I stayed up, went to work early, spoke to my sergeant and just said, look, I need to go home. I need to tell you that I'm planning on going home. It's going to be short notice. And then I went back upstairs. I was in the office, and it's obviously been sort of disclosed. My sister sent me a text. I rang her back. I never ring her back, obviously because of the distance. I rang her and said, what's up, sis? And she says, you need to be aware that something's happening. I can't get hold of David. There's con-